I was 6 when my father took a job in White Pine County. We'd go for the summer, he said, and be back for the new school term. As it happened, we stayed half a year. At my parents' house is a lever arch file. The cover is a collage of photographs, bound with see-through laminate. Inside the file are maps and pieces of ruled paper, close written in different hands. My father's title page, Our Visit to the Wild West in America, records our names in a column, joint authors of this journal. His first entry reports that we left home at 9:30 and made for Dallas, Texas. That, flying over Scotland, Greenland, Canada, we saw glaciers and ice floes. That we took a train without a driver, then a Boeing 747 to Los Angeles. That, because our baggage was lost, we stayed in a hotel and watched fireworks and went to bed at 10 o'clock, which was 6 o'clock in England. My older brother, Joe, uses his first entry to revise my father's title. Later, I take Joe's The Journey to America and refashion it. My On the Way to America reports not only our missing baggage, but also that we had fruit salad and macaroons and spare ribs and sweet corn and barbecue sauce and free Coca-Cola and a very good table. Then we went on an aeroplane again and had some earphones and watched a film. And I fell asleep 2 times when the film was on. And I had a drink of orange juice out of a tin. A neat ruled grid contains flight numbers, timings and distances. For every leg, there's a captain's signature, gained, I imagine, when we were taken to meet the man who was transporting us, as is stated at the bottom of the distances column, a total of 7,277 miles. My mother's pencil sketches are effortless and dotted throughout the file. In soft, clear strokes, ancient ovens rise like beehives, the corners of the bricks defined in ink. Leafing through those Nevada months, I find a photo of a green pickup truck, and remember open roads, low-slung hills, ghost towns, dust balls, camping in the woods, climbing ladders in the Mesa Verde National Park, watching bucking broncos at the rodeo, sweating in my blue cotton dress. I close each of my entries with my name, as if there might be uncertainty as to who had described, on visiting Disneyland, encountering a man and a snake and an elephant and water buffaloes and fireworks and a parade with Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse, and going on a fire engine and flying in an elephant and hearing, "It's a small wide world," and taking a cable car to a house with a sign saying there was a wicked witch. Towards the very end of the journal I describe a cave, where stalactites looked like popcorn, not like stalactites. Now, as then, I write to give my version of events. I write to remember and to make sense of things.